We are learning Maseches Rosh Hashanah Daf Chaf Hey Amar Beis, and we are beginning six lines from the bottom, the two dots. It says, "Balo Eitzar Des Van Hokenis," and like Moshe pointed out, you have to know why he went to him. If he already got his answer from Rabbi Akiva, you have to know why he was going there. For whatever reason, he went there, and he got another answer that Bezdin, you always have to trust the Bezdin of your days. And now Gemara will bring more Makaris to that. The Mishnah brings one Makar, the Gemara will bring more Makaris to that. Tana Rabbanan, Lovel and Esparashu Shemaisam Shal Zakenim Alolu. Why didn't it say the names of the Zakenim? It says Shivan Zakenim in the Torah. Who are the Shivan Zakenim? Shlo Yoyma Adam. So a person shouldn't say, when he goes to a Bezdin, says, Pliny Kemoish of Aaron? You think that person, Rav so and so, is like Moish of Aaron? Pliny Kenoda of you? You think he's like Noda of you? I have to listen to him. Pliny ke Elder the Maida, is he like as big as Elder Maida who in a Vim? Yeah, he's not as big. So we didn't want to say that. We say maybe he's like the Shimon's Canaan. That's one right. That's our Mishnah's right from Sukkum. There's not a right. But anyway, it says in the Pasuk, when Shmuel Hanavi gave Musa to Klal Yisrael, by Yom Shmuel al Om, Shmuel tells the nation, he says, Hashem Ash'osha Smoish of Aaron. And the Pasuk says, Vashahele as Avasech Meretz Betrayim. And it says in the Pasuk later, Vayishach Hashem as Yerubal. Ves Bedon, Ves Yiftach, these are people, different Gedolim, Ves Shmuel, Vayatzel Eschem Yaravechem Esav, Tesh Betach, and they all saved you. So in the Pesukim, Shmuel Hanavi puts together Moshe, Aaron, Yerubal, Bedan, Yiftach, and Shmuel. Six people he puts together. So first let's figure out who are these people. Who's Yerubal, and who's Bedan, who's Yiftach? Yerubal is a Gidon. That's Gidon, who was who went to war, and he helped Klal Yisrael. He went and fought with the Baal. When he captured the Plishtim there, he destroyed their Avodah Zarah. Bedan is that Shimshon. Why is it called Bedan? The Asa Bedan, it came from Sheva Don. Yiftach is who Kamashmai. Yiftach was a big general they hired to bring in. Yiftach Kamashmai. Va'oyman, it says in the Pasuk about Shmuel. Moshe va'aharon v'choyanov, v'shmuel v'kari shmai, v'hu ya'anem, the Pasuk says. And we learn from there, v'kari ma'ashem v'hu ya'anem. We learn from there that Moshe va'aharon is Shmuel is shakel to Moshe Aaron, as big as Shmuel as Moshe Aaron. So it comes down this pesukim. We have here three gedolei olam: Shmuel, Moshe, and Aaron. And on the other hand, we have three who are not the gedolei olam: Yerubal, Bedan, and Yiftach, not gedolei olam. And with the pas is Shmuel, I know he puts them together. Shakel akosev shloisha kali olam k'shloisha chamura olam. He puts together three kali olam, which means, in you know, relative to Moshe Aaron, the kali olam. Of course, relative to us, we're like dust. Shloisha kali olam k'shloisha chamura olam. Loim loch Yerubal b'dayrei is k'moshe b'dayrei. Bedan b'dayrei is k'aron b'dayrei. Bedan his dar, which is Shimshon his dar, is as big as Aaron his dar. Yiftach b'dayrei is k'shmuel b'dayrei. L'lam d'chosh, afil kal shavakalim is ma'am parasol zibur. Even the smallest person, and he's now the leader of the zibur, hareu ka'avish ba'abirim. He's considered like the biggest people. That's what you see from here. Every dar has that level. And the Gemara is to bring a pasuk soon to say, what's the reason? V'aymer, not a raya. Another raya to this is that it's yiftach b'dayroi k'shmuel b'dayroi. V'aymer, it says in the pasuk, in the Torah, u'ba'asa ala kahanim ha'laviyim ve'la shefas yiyabah mehem. But the Rashi of Egidul Chas Dvar Mishpat. It says in the pasuk beginning parsha Shoftim that if you have a shiloh, you're going to go to the Kehanim Levim and the Shoftim that will be in those days. What do you think? You're going like into a time machine and going back to someone else? You only have what you have in your dar. It's a Shoftim Shemimelcha, teaching us that that's what you have. Your Shoftim, your dar is your Shoftim. Finished. And the pasuk says, Al Taimar, a person shouldn't say, Ma hoyo shayom rashayim hoyo taiv meile. A person shouldn't say, oh, the old days are much better. Why? Because the pasuk ends off. Ki loy mechach mashal tazeh. That's not such a great question. Why? Rashi explains, because you know why the Darius Hashem had bigger dayanim? Because they were bigger people. We are not just big people, so our dayanim are relative to us. That's what Rashi says. That's beyond the pasuk. It's not a good question. Oh, we don't have any more of those big dayanim. Because you're not so big all to yourself. So that's the reason you don't have such big dayanim. Akapanim, that's the very important lesson that we learn from our Mishnah. Vaita, it says, not a maklim es biyadoi. Rabbi Yeshua came with his stick, with his walking stick and his money in his hand. Tana Rabbanon, kimen jirah oisai. When Rabbi Gamliel saw him coming, Omar the Kisei stood up from his chair, Vinoshko al Reish gave him a kiss on his head. Omar le Shalom Alecha Rabbi, Vatamidi. He said, Shalom Alecha, my Rabbi and my Talmud. Rabbi Shlomati Tarab Rabbim. He taught me Tarab Rabbim. What that means exactly, the Yavitz is not sure. What it means, where do you find he taught him Tarab Rabbim? Vatamidi, and you're my Talmud. Shani Goyze Alecha Gzeira, Va'atam Akayim, Ekat Talmud. I was Goyza Xera, you're Makayim like a Talmud. Ashrei Hadar, praiseworthy is the Dar Shah, Gedoyl Mishma Lakatanim, that the small people listen to the Gedoylim. Kavachoyim Maktam, that Gedoylim listen to Ashrei Hadar, praiseworthy is the Dar Shah, Gedoylim, the big people, the Shmal Maktam, listen to the small people, which he's referring to himself, that Rav Yeshua is listening to him who's small. And Kavachoymer is praiseworthy to the Dar, if the Ketanim listen to the Gedoylim, Ketanim like Gedoylim. Right, the Gemara Kavachoymer, Chiyuvahu. Small people listening to Gedoylim, that's not an Ashrei Hadar. That you gotta do. That's a must. Ella, this is how you read it. Ashrei Hadar, Shagdoyim Shmam Lektanim. Why? Because then the Ketanim will learn a lesson. Ella, B'toch Shagdoyim Shmam Lektanim, Noisim Ketanim, Kavachoyim Vasman, they listen. So that's why it's Ashrei Hadar. So the Mashah asks, so what does it say over here? Ashrei Hadar, that the Gedoylim listen to the Ketanim, right? So now, but it says Kavachoyim, the Ketanim listen to the Gedoylim, right? So from Gamil's considering himself the Ketanim, so why didn't he listen to the Gedoylim then? It's Kavachoyim. So I pray to Mashah. So Mashah has two truths into that Kasha. Why he didn't listen to Rabbi Shua? Either Pshat is the Hachkama, Halchi El Mederach Hanava. Look, he only said of Derech Hanava. He wasn't really smaller than Rabbi Shua. He just said of Derech Hanava that he's smaller. Another Pshat is, says that sometimes in certain things the Ketanim are in charge. He says, Kiddush HaChayosh is B'yad Ragamil HaYah. He was the Nasi. So even though he was a Katan, that was his field. That was his thing, because he's a Nasi. Therefore, even though he might be smaller in Chachma, that's his job, and therefore he didn't have to listen to the Gedolim in that case. Hadron Allah Einon Makirim Beli Neder, for those that finished it. Zogti Gemara Vayta. A new Mishnah. A new parak and a new Mishnah. Ra'u Bezdin v'chol Yisrael. Bezdin and Gantz Klal Yisrael saw the new moon. It was clear night, they saw the new moon. Nechgru Eidim, the Eidim were processed already. But v'lo yispiku lo'im em v'kudish atchik ha'sheicha. They couldn't say, they didn't have a chance to make the Rosh Chodesh say v'kudish v'kudish until it got dark. And that's too late. You can't do dinner at that night. The Gemara will elaborate on this whole thing. Ha'rezim uber. The halacha is that Rosh Chodesh is tomorrow. Another halacha, Ru'u Bezdin. If Bezdin was the Bezdin of Chav Gimel, Taisa says, Bezdin of 23, they saw the moon, Bilvad himself. What should they do? Yamdu Shnayim, two of the Bezdin should get up, Vayidu Ifnayim, and say, Eidus in front of the other part of the Bezdin, Vayyamu Mekudish Mekudish, let them say, Mekudish Mekudish. So we'll see in the Gemara why they couldn't pass themselves, why need to aid them to stand up, just the Bezdin saw it. We'll see in the Gemara about that also. Third case in the Mishnah. Ru'u Shloisha. Only three people saw it. V'heim Bezdin, there Bezdin. Yamdu Ashnayim. Two people stand up. V'yeshivim Mechavrei Metz Yachid. Bring other people to complete the Bezdin. V'yidu B'fnayim. And say Eidus in front of them. V'yoyim B'kudosh B'kudosh. She'ena Yachid Nema De'atzmaim. Because a Yachid cannot be a Bezdin by himself. Come on, there's three cases in the Mishnah. Now the first thing the Gemara will discuss is the first line in the Mishnah, which says, Ru'u Bezdin v'chol Yisrael nechgru Eidim, that Bezdin, Gans Klal Yisrael, the Eidim were nechgru, and didn't have a chance to have a Kiddush. So the Gemara, Lomali will miss the Ru'u Bezdin v'chol Yisrael. Why did I say Ru'u Bezdin v'chol Yisrael? What do you need so much? Bezdin saw, that's enough. It should say Bezdin saw, they didn't have a chance. Harei Zimova, what's the extra part of Yisrael? Zakti Gemara, it's Rech Sakta, you need it. Sakta Mina, Havro, Bezdin, Mechal Yisrael. This is Bezdin saw it and Klan Yisrael saw it. If first of all, this is Mephorsim, everyone knows about this, that the Rosh Chodesh already now should be today. Lola Brua, you shouldn't make it Rosh Chodesh tomorrow. Rosh Chodesh should be today. And tomorrow, the same Mekudosh yesterday. Kamash Law, no. So Mara asks, if that's the case, so now Bezdin saw it and Gantz Klan Yisrael saw it. So we're ready, like, you know, it's Gantz clear. So why? What's nechru edim? Even the tonalei ru'u bezdin v'chol Yisrael nechru edim lamali. So what do you? What's this extra step of nechru edim? So there's a hachkama inami, a different case. One case is ru'u bezdin v'chol Yisrael, or a different case, but no one saw it. But the edim already processed about this inami nechru edim. I speak with him in kodesh. I shall shechar raise him over. So frankly, Marva still wants the chiddush. Okay, I got it. It's a different case. But we already told us that you have to do this by day. So I got it. So why do you have to say another case? The kivin and tana atchach hashecha, harezim ubar lomali mesnayach kiris eidu klal. What do you need this case for? So Gemara, you need it. You know why? It's sagad amina to have kiris eidu gutchilas din. It should be you should look at a kiddush achaydush as a two part thing. The tchilas din is the chakiris eidim, and the gemara din is the Mekudosh Mekudosh. Mekudosh Mekudosh Gemardin. And Velikdush Velayla. And you should be able to do that at night. Why? What do you see? We see by Mamanas like that. Me David Dine Mamanas, the Tanai learned in the Mishnah. Dine Mamanas is done by Yoim. The luck is, you have to pass him by Yoim. But the Gemardin Velayla, if you do the negotiations by day, And the deliberations by day, you could give out the psak in the night. So achinami, here also, since he did all deliberations by day, mekachem alayla, kamas law, no. That's the chiznak reyla, new chiddush. Even though I did all the processing, I just didn't say mekudush, I can't do the gemara in the night. Even though I didn't remember the kud. Break the gemara, achinami, why takanat? Amakra, the pasuk says, ki choyk li yishol hu mishvala keyakoyiv. Emesa have a choyk, when is it a choyk? When is it rish chiddush? Break the gemara din, when you say mekudush. And the pasuk calls it mishpat. V'karalei rachmano mishpat. And my mishpat bayoim, just like mishpat has to be bayoim, af hakanami nami yoim. This also has to be yoim. So here it's different, since the pasuk is chayik hu mishpat. So we see that the chayik, which is Rosh Chodesh, has to be bizman mishpat, which is by day. So to gemara vayit. It said in the Mishnah that if Bezdin saw it, we said Taisa speaks that the Bezdin of 23 they saw it. Then yamdu shnayim yidu b'fneim. Break the gemara. What's the problem? Vamai loyde shmi gedol Maria. What's the problem? Why do you have to say Edis? They see it. If they see it, so then they can make Kiddush Chodesh right there, because they see it. They don't have to have wives have Edim. They're seeing it. What's the reason you have Edis? Just to know what happened. Now, Bezin saw it. That's Bezin saying the Kiddush. That's the Gemara's Kasha. So Rashi says, what do you mean? Well, may you need Edis? So Rashi says, the Gabi Edis HaChodesh Lo Ksiv Edis. El Kazera Ave Kadesh. There's not an Edis by there. There's a Din. Don't say Pishtai Edim. It says to see it, the Mekadesh. So here you saw it. So be Mekadesh. That's what Rashi learns.
If they saw it, they hear the Bezdin saw it.
Yeah, Bezdin saw it. So if it only ate it, it only ate. No, so if Rashi's learning, the reason why Bezdin works is Loite Shmir Gedel Maria only because there's no Din Edis. But let's say by Din Nefashis, that there it says Din Edis, there even if Bezdin sees it, they still need Edim. But Tosis argues, Peter Gemara Baba Kama, Tosis says, no, there's always an idea of Loite Shmir Gedel Maria. And everywhere, if the Bezin sees it, you don't need Edim. So that's a kasha. If the Bezin saw, why do you need Edim for? Chok's Rashi and Taisha is what it is. But either way, it means Edim, if Bezin sees it, you don't need Edim. So after Gemara, you know what the case is? So at night. If you see at night, you can't paskin at night because you can't do dinner at night. And tomorrow already, you didn't see it at that time. So you have to have Edis to make the psak din. Because even if you hold that, Loite Shmiya Gdela Maria, the Ria is like Kabbalah's Edis, and that has to be B'shas the Psak Din, and at by day. Therefore, since they saw it at night, you have to have the Edim say tomorrow. Nacha Gemara. We'll start next tomorrow, maybe we'll finish it also. We'll see. Ra'uya Ro Shloisha Vahim Bezin, Yam Shtaim Vashiva Vachreim Etze Yachid. Amai, Frek Timara, Hachanami, Neima, Loite Shmeg Del Maria. You have three people here. And they're Bezdin. They saw it. What's the problem? Why do you have to? They two people standing to give Edis, and they bring in other people. Why? The chite mahachinam going to rob a laila. Maybe you saw it at night. Hainu hach. That's the race already. We know already. Can't sing at night. What do you tell me? So the gemara sefer tzrichalei. There's a chiddush in the sefer also. The ain hayochid nemer deatzmai. That a yochid is not nemer by himself. The talk took at night, and therefore they couldn't be passing himself. But the chiddush over here is that the one person can't be a bezdin. Why? The sagat amino. You would think. However, tanan we learned by dinim mamunas. We tell the Tanya, Dina Mamun is a Shloisha. Dina Mamun is three people. The Maya Mumcha, the Rabbi, if he's a certified dayan that everyone knows he's trustworthy, then don afil b'yachid, give him the b'yachid. So Achinami, Nikshav Yechidi, maybe also one person could do it b'yachidi, Kamash Lo, no. Maybe one person could do Kiddush HaChodesh. Ein Lecha Mumcha, Rabbi, Mishol, Yerushim Moshe. Teretz says, no, there's no bigger Mumcha than we ever had, more than Moshe Rabbeinu. But come like Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Ik Aram Ba'adach. It says, "Till you have Aaron with you." Chesiv, "Va'yoyim Hashem al-Moshe v'Aaron Eretz Yisrael leimar ha'chodesh zelachem." You both have to do it together, and so you see it leads to Edim, and so why do three? Why two guys have bezin? Maybe only three. So Zoktayis says because you can't have a bezin shakel. Therefore, you add another person. So you need at least three dayanim, and that is what our Mishnah is teaching us here. They need three dayanim. That's the extra thing our Mishnah is teaching us. And Metz Hashem, tomorrow we will continue. The Gemara.